ALICE is an acronym for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. United Way uses the term to represent a population of people who earn a paycheck but still can't afford basic necessities. The ALICE report says a quarter of Florida families fall into this category. They are households that earn under the cost of living and above the federal poverty line. United Way of the Big Bend president, Heather Mitchell, says this method gives a better depiction of poverty than the outdated government standards, which define poverty at $24,000 a year for a family of four.
You know, the federal poverty guidelines have not been reassessed since 1974. That's 40 years ago. So that's not a tool that you can really use any longer in an effective way to really gauge what your population looks like.
The average cost of living in Florida is about $47,000 a year, but this varies greatly by county. In Leon, 45% of the population falls below the cost of living, including those in poverty, while only 35% do in Wakulla. Mitchell says helping these families means changing how we think of poverty.
Quick solutions are not going to be what fixes or helps people move forward. You know, a purpose of this report is also to change the conversation and issues that are related to poverty and people that are experiencing financial hardship.
Mitchell says the United Way of Florida aims to create an advocacy group for the ALICE population. The report will also be used to help inform legislators on poverty issues in the upcoming session. United Way of the Big Bend is giving an in-depth presentation on poverty in North Florida next week. For WFSU News, I'm Donald Debevoise.